This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. I'm Jake Neer of Automotive News, filling in for Shayna Roth. I think when we think of technology in 2023, we might remember this year as the year that AI just exploded, and that brings up all kinds of questions, not only about the power and potential of the technology, but also about the ethical and informational threats that AI could pose, possibly. Those concerns reach into the very fabric of our democracy, and some state legislators in Michigan hope to address the issues that AI could cause in our elections. I'm joined by Democratic State Representative Penelope Cernoglou of East Lansing. Her bill to regulate AI in campaign ads advanced out of the House Elections Committee on Tuesday. Representative Cernoglou, welcome to Mishmash.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So give us sort of like the short overview, the basic overview of the issues that you see or foresee with AI in campaigns that you're hoping to address here.
Sure. So the use of AI in campaign advertisements is really kind of an emerging and really growing field right now. We're seeing a lot more deep fakes and use of AI to generate various images, audio. And going forward, this is going to cause confusion, misinformation, and voters can really be misled by images and sound that is really indistinguishable from real images and sound. So we need to regulate this area so that voters aren't being misled because it is important to protect our democracy. And as AI continues to explode, the quality is only going to get better. So we really need to act as soon as possible before the presidential election and before a lot of local elections start happening.
So how would the bill address those concerns specifically if it's passed?
Sure. So we have a bill package. One of the bills specifically relates to deepfakes and materially deceptive content. And that requires that there's a disclaimer that says that it's materially deceptive content and gives penalties if you are intentionally putting deepfakes out there, trying to mislead voters, harming a particular candidate. And the goal is to discourage that activity. We also are asking for disclaimers on qualified political ads for any AI-generated content to protect our democracy from artificially generated images that look real. And we create penalties for that. We're having exemptions so that we are really focusing on the bad actors, and we're not creating any penalty for like a news station or a TV station that's being paid to put these ads out there and not intending on their own to put misleading content out there. So we're trying to tailor it so that it specifically gets at those individuals and campaigns, mostly really campaigns and campaign committees who are trying to use this type of technology to deceive voters and promote their own interests.
Is this something that we're already seeing? Or do we have examples of this in Michigan or other places where this is already happening? Or is this sort of preemptive or sort of both?
So we've already seen a lot of AI images and examples out there. There's the image of Donald Trump hugging Fauci, which is clearly not true. It's been used in foreign nations and their elections already. There was a video of an apocalyptic scene involving future Biden presidencies that's been put out there. There was even an image that shut down the stock market for a while that had a huge impact on that. So we're seeing things already. There's you can easily Google deepfake videos. This isn't political, but there was a Mr. Beast. You might know Mr. Beast video.
Oh, yeah.
That was a deepfake saying you could get a free phone or something. Click here. and it was really just trying to get people to click and go to someplace they didn't want to go. So this technology, it's been around, but it's getting really good to the point where it's indistinguishable. At our hearing during testimony, I actually shared an audio clip that a friend had made of President Biden talking about me and these bills, which he certainly he was not. You can create anything you want with any person saying it or looking like they're doing it, as long as you have footage and audio of that person. So it's really something that's already out there and is certainly going to increase as the presidential elections heat up and all of our other elections. And even people that are following the law right now, this is completely legal. You can just put out any fake image that you want, and there's nothing to regulate that. So hopefully campaigns, once there's regulations in place, they'll follow those regulations, just like they follow putting paid for disclaimers on yard signs and various advertisements. So that's our goal.
Now, your Republican colleague, Representative Jay DeBoyer, said that he's not against the bills per se, but he does have some concerns about how someone would actually prove that content was faked. And this is something that I wondered, too, is how do you take that and say this is absolutely faked? Is there technology? Would you rely on experts to fish this out? Like, how do you go about that?
Yeah, so I think that with anything that you have to prove in court, there's lots of different ways you could go about it. There are experts. There are different technological ways to identify that. I'm not an expert in this type of technology, so I can't really expand too much upon that. But again, other evidence would prove that as well. If that person didn't say that or didn't do that, you've got witnesses. You've got that person's testimony. So just like proving anything else in a court of law, this would be proven or disproven.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's interesting to me. I feel like AI is, again, like I said in the open, it's reaching its tentacles in so many different directions, including really fundamental parts of society and democracy. Maybe talk a little bit more about the future of elections as a someone who is working on these issues. What kind of era are we sort of entering right now in terms of, we've already seen in the last two national elections so much misinformation and so much, straight up lies. Is this only compounding in the future? And what does that mean for our democracy here in Michigan and otherwise?
Well, I think it's imperative that we act to regulate the misinformation. We have to turn that trend around and really have integrity in our elections and our elections process. I mean, right now we're looking at unprecedented voter access with the passage of Proposal 2. And implementation, which is great. The next step is ensuring that voters are getting accurate information. And our clerks and our election workers and our Secretary of State are working on this every day. And I think that we really can, turn any trends of misinformation around with the appropriate regulations. And we have to discourage bad actors from putting misinformation out there.
I'm curious if there are First Amendment issues that are, I mean, when you talk about regulating misinformation, I know that just sort of on that surface, there have been people who have said, well, this gets into a weird gray area, right? Because, you know, people are free to say what they want to say. It's really on us to, you know, journalists and others to and just voters to figure out what's true and what's not. But when it comes to AI, is there a First Amendment issue there, too? I mean, could this be a tool for speech?
So I think that's a great question. And one of the reasons we're not banning it, we're just requiring that you put a disclaimer that it's materially deceptive content or that it's created by AI so that people know that it is. When we have campaigns put a paid for by disclaimer, that's not affecting their speech. They just have to say who paid for it. So there's all sorts of reasons why this isn't preventing anyone from expressing their views. And we have to look at when you're putting up a video of me saying something I didn't say, that's not my speech. So you can certainly put up a video of yourself saying anything you want to put up. But once you go into the territory where you are making a complete forgery of someone else's image and you intend harm to that, you know, that campaign, that person, and you know that it will influence voters in a deceptive way, that's really going beyond, your right to express your opinion, which you certainly do. And again, you still have your right to create deep fakes and AI related content. You just have to disclose that is what it is, because people will be misled. And that really, if we are in a world where we allow that, then that is a threat to our democracy. And we have to be able to distinguish fact from fiction and reality from, you know, something that's generated to look like reality but isn't.
That's a great point that, you know, speech is not completely completely unregulated in many ways. I mean, when you get into the area of defamation, clearly, exactly. You know, creating something that is forgery or, trying to lie about other people, you're really infringing on their rights and what they're protected by under the law. So right. It seems like this is definitely something that goes into that territory. What happens next with the legislation, and what are your hopes for the, you know, when the bill gets to the floor and then eventually gets to the Senate if it passes?
Sure. So it was voted out of committee on Tuesday. My hope is that we'll see a vote on the House floor within the next few weeks, and then it'll move through the Senate and hopefully be supported there as well. It's my understanding that it does have broad support. With everyone facing re-election themselves, I think we can all understand how this could be like detrimental to our own elective prospects. It is bipartisan. I've been partnering with Representative Bierlein with this package. He has the bill defining AI. And I think that hopefully it'll move forward in a bipartisan way, because it affects Republicans just as much as it affects Democrats. I don't think that our Republicans want things out there about them any more than the Democrats would. So if there's anything we could come together on, hopefully it would be this.
State Representative Penelope Cernoglou, a Democrat from East Lansing, thank you so much for joining us on Mishmash. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, and have a great day.
Mishmash is produced by WDET, Detroit's NPR station. This episode was produced by Hearns Laguerre Jr. Our digital team is Dave Kim, Sophia Joswiak, and Jenny Sherman. Our news director is Jerome Vaughn, and our podcast manager is David Lyons. If you listen to the podcast and you want to support it, you can do so by leaving us a review, or of course, you can support WDET. Just go to wdet.org/give. I'm Jake Neer of Automotive News. It was great joining you these past couple of weeks. Shayna is back next week. Thanks for listening.